Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to learn all about the number 14. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Now, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see some dogs with some bones. We are going to color the dogs brown. So go ahead and find some kind of a brown crayon. And let's color the dogs brown. And while we're coloring the dogs brown, I want to practice counting to 14 for you. And you can just listen. I just want you to hear me count to the number 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Did you hear what 14 comes after? What number does 14 come after? I'll do it one more time, and you listen really carefully for what number 14 comes after. When will we say it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yes, it comes after the number 13. If I say 13, you say 14. 13, 13, yes. I say 13, you say 14. 13? Good. All right, boys and girls, I don't know if you've kept my pace, but I am finished coloring all of my brown dogs. So I'll give you about 5 more seconds to finish coloring your brown dogs. And don't worry if you're not finished, you can finish at the end. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please put down your brown crayon and take out your finger. Did you bring it with you today? Good. Let's touch the dogs and count them. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we have some bones. Let's color the bones yellow. Color the bones yellow. How many bones are there next to the dogs? 1, 2, 3, coloring number 3, 4. 4 bones are next to the dogs. I want you to hold on to that yellow crayon, finish that up, finish those yellow bones. Take 3, 2, 1. All right. Use your finger. You said you brought it today. Let's count the dogs and then keep counting and count the bones. Touch the dogs, scoot and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. The 10 dogs and the 4 bones make 14. Now scoot over. That's the number 14 where there's a 1 and a 4. Let's color the 1 yellow. Just the 1. Don't color the 4 yet. Color the 1 yellow. And then put down your yellow crayon. And let's color the number 4 pink. Find a pink crayon. And let's color the number 4 pink. 1 and 4 together look like this, and it's the number 14. We are looking at the number 14. It's a 1 and a 4. Okay, next to it is the word 14. F-O-U-R-T-E-E-N. Will you circle that with your pink crayon? Circle the word 14 with your pink crayon. That's what we're working on today. All right, you can put down your pink crayon. Let's look for the kitty cats. Do you see the kitty cats? Let's color the cats orange. Color the cats orange. And while we're coloring the cats orange, I want us to practice counting to 14. And let's count to 14 in a super high voice. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We're just stopping at 14 because 14 is our number. 14. If I say 10, I want you to say 11, 12, 13, 14. 10. I say 10, you say 11, 12, 13, 14. 10. What if I say 12, you say 13, 14. 12. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I am almost finished with all of my kitty cats. Not sure if you're ahead of me or behind me, but I'm almost finished. I'm just kind of going back and making sure they look kind of neat and not sloppy. So I'm going to give everybody about 7 more seconds to finish those orange kitty cats. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's count the kitty cats. Use your finger, touch the kitty cats, and count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then look at the balls of yarn. Let's color those blue. Make blue balls of yarn. Kitty cats play with the balls of yarn. So we have 1, 2, I'm coloring them neatly, 3, and 4. So 10 kitty cats and 4 balls of yarn. So we can say 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Hang on to that blue crayon. Let's look for the number 14. If you scoot over next to the balls of yarn, you're going to see a bunch of numbers. I want you to circle the number 14 every time you see it. Use your blue crayon to circle it. 14 is a 1 and a 4. So circle the number 14 every time you see it. If you make a mistake, it's okay. You can just cross it off. And when you're done finding all the number 14s, you should be able to have 7 of them circled. It's in that group of numbers 7 times. So count and see if you found all 7 that say 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did you find all 7 also? Nice. All right, if you scoop down, you're going to see some 10 frames. That's a frame filled with boxes and circles. Do you see the first one? It's filled up with circles. We're going to just look at the first one. Don't worry about the second one. It's not filled up. Look at the first one that's filled up. Let's color the circles, or I like to say counters, green. Fill in the circles with your green crayon in that first 10 frame. 1. Use a green crayon. 2, just the circles. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And put down your green crayon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we have 10 green counters. And then scoot over to your next tin frame. Let's color those purple. Find your purple crayon. Let's color those purple. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have 10 green ones and 4 purples. So we can say 10. Do it with me. 11, 12, 13, 14. Again, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We got it. All right, if you scoot down, you're going to see a bunch of cubes. We're going to color 10 of them purple. We'll just hang on to our purple crayon and we'll color 10 purple. So let's count the top row before we color and see how many there are in the top row. Don't color yet, just count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10. So the whole top row of cubes are going to be purple. Go ahead and start coloring them purple. So this gives us a chance while we're coloring purple cubes, the whole top row makes 10. So while we're coloring these purple, this gives us the chance to practice counting again. We're going to practice counting again. Let's count to 14 like we're mad. You're mad at Mrs. Oldham. Why do we have to keep counting, Mrs. Oldham? I am tired of counting because I want you to practice, my pretties. All right, let's do it. Let's be mad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, Mrs. Oldham, 14. We'll practice this. What comes after 10? You tell me. 11, 12, 13, 14. You don't sound that mad. Are you really mad at me? I hope not. Because I would be so sad. Let's practice counting like we're sad. But hang on, not yet. I just finished coloring all 10 of my purple cubes. I'm going to double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 purple cubes. Take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's color. How many do we need to make 14? We have 10 and we need 4, because we have 4 bones, 4 balls of yarn, 4 purple counters. We're going to need 4 pink cubes. Go ahead and color 4 pink cubes. All right. 10. Now we're coloring 11, 12, 13. What comes after 13? 14. That's our number for the day. 14. 14. Take a few more seconds to color 4 pink cubes. You should have 4 pink cubes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your pink crayon. Let's touch and count the purple and pink cubes. Touch them with your finger and count with me. But let's count like we're sad. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We did it. All right, pick up your pencil. We're going to practice writing the number 14. Do you see it there? It's a 1 and a 4. Trace it with your pencil. 1, 4 makes 14. 1, 4, 14. 1, 4, 14. Now you write it. 1, 4, 14. 1, 4, 14. 1, 4, 14. Last time. 1, 4, 14. 14. Scoot to the bottom. Wait, wait, wait. Don't trace it yet. Stop, stop. Listen and learn. Just say the numbers with me that you see. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right. Now let's trace. Start on the 8. Trace and say the number. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 comes after 13. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. You did it. You're incredible. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.